Panda Panic by Jamie Ricks, read by Jack Hawkins. Chapter 1. Lying on her back, with her legs crossed at a jaunty angle, Mau Mau stripped the bamboo shoot with her teeth, then using the soggy stump as a pointing stick, waved it in front of her face. "Look," she said, munching methodically on the woody pulp in her mouth. "There's a giant panda up there in the sky." Her daughter, Anne, who was lying by her side and chewing on her own stick of bamboo, raised her eyes to look. "And it's being chased by a golden monkey," she said, without surprise, swallowing what was left in her mouth before taking another bite. "I could watch clouds all day," said her mother. "They make such interesting shapes, and they're so quiet, so respectful. When you're resting, listening to a sea of green bamboo growing, the last thing you want is a noisy interruption." "I agree," said Anne. "Nobody likes a screaming wind or a crashing wave. Here on the grassy slopes of Mount Tranquil, we prefer whispering clouds and the chuckle of a gentle stream." "You're a girl after my own heart," sighed Mau Mau, brushing a fly off the tip of her black and white nose. And with that, mother and daughter snuggled down into the soft bed of rhododendron leaves and prepared themselves for another tiring day of doing nothing. Then, suddenly, from the other side of the bamboo hedge, there was a terrifying scream. The very earth they were lying on seemed to rattle and shake. Families of frightened grandala birds took flight and, sitting bolt upright, Anne choked on her mouthful of pulp. A second...